This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Happy Friday, my friends. This is Scott Hennon. Todd Mitchell is here. We got the most capable Daniel answering your calls when you call, and the most capable Kevin answering your what are you answering? You're playing all my fun music. Rodney Atkins. We're going to do Rodney Atkins still this hour. We did a little bumper music from Dierks Bentley last hour because he announced he's coming, and they asked me about Rodney Atkins. That was my other favorite. So we're gonna do that today. What else have we got going? We're brought to you by our friends at MyPillow, by the way. And our friends at MyPillow sell, as you know, the best pillow on earth. There's just no debate. There's not. And what I love about that, it's Minnesota made. So it's USA made. But the story, I mean, it started from nothing not all that long ago. Five, 6 years ago, these warehouses were something else. And now they're... This is incredible. Oh, get the breaking news theme ready, boys, because we got some big news that just is breaking here. But let me finish on MyPillow. So besides the pillows, which are great, as I say, they now have a brand new mattress topper. Best ever. Incredible. And you can get 30% off when you use the promo code Scott at MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028. Just use that promo code Scott and it'll get you a good deal on that. Up to 50% off everything they sell, 30% off those fabulous new mattress toppers, and you get the two pillows with it. All right, ready with the breaking news? Yeah, let's hit it. Let's hit it right here, by golly. Or not. Are we going to hit it? Yes, okay. A suspect has been...
For me.
No, this is the real deal here. A suspect arrested in Florida in connection with the suspicious packages sent to Democrats. There we go. Yeah, we haven't confirmed yet. This is 100% pure speculation. But there is some reports here that the last name is Pelosi. I don't know if that's... What are you laughing at? Anyway, back to the serious story. A suspect arrested in Florida Friday morning in connection with the rash of suspicious packages sent to prominent Democrats nationwide, according to a law enforcement source. Federal authorities had been focusing on Florida as the location where the majority of packages originated. Some of the packages went through the mail. They originated, some of them from Florida. I'm confident this person or people will be brought to justice, said the Homeland Security Secretary Kristen Nielsen. Several of the packages went through a U.S. postal facility in Opa-locka, Florida. And the Miami-Dade County Police Department confirmed Thursday, helping federal agents who are at the facility as part of the ongoing investigation. We're going to find out who did it. It's going to be out there, all the motives, everything else. Trust me on this one thing. Ty says it's going to be a patsy. Was his name Lee Harvey Oswald? No, but there is another. This is, again, unconfirmed. Don't have any solid sources on this, you know, but Todd knows people who know people, so we get tips. And there is one report that the last name is Schumer. Schumer. What could that? I don't know. So we're checking. Texter says, when are you giving away a MyPillow mattress topper? Well, that's a good idea. We should do that. I tell you, I want to give away a MyPillow or two today. First-time callers get those. If you're a first-time caller, you don't even have to be a long-time listener. You could be brand new to the community, but if you're a first-time caller, you tell us that, we'll give you a MyPillow. Is there anybody I could wish a happy birthday to? Somebody in where you work, somebody in your family, somebody you know, long, long, long away? You just give us the name of who we're calling, and we'll give them a call and give them a MyPillow and tell them it was from you. We'll take care of the birthday present thing for you. Yeah, that would be kind of a fun Friday thing to do. Anyway, back to the phones here. We have phone calls, time I should say for phone calls, now to the bottom of the hour. Now to the almost top of the hour, rather. Yeah, next three segments here. Your calls are welcome. on purpose, because there's just not been enough time to hear from you, the smartest people on the face of the earth, the audience of What's on Your Mind, with so much wisdom. Anything on your mind? Follow up to the Measure 3 debate. Measure 1, total disaster. Senate race, House race, sheriff races. Lay it on me, 800-228-0550. Chris, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Scott. Thanks for taking my call. I was trying to get in on the marijuana debate, but got a couple of points or comments, I guess, for it. For just from a strictly financial point, I think it's a good idea because it's going to be legal, recreational, 5 to 10 years across the country anyway. You got corporations that are writing or taking out full-page ad in Wall Street Journal asking Trump to decriminalize it and legalize it because they're going to be behind the curve with the Canadian cannabis companies where it is recreational legal. You got corporations investing in it. You got pharmaceutical companies, beverage companies, and tobacco companies investing in it. I think it's just going to be a matter of time. As far as the DUIs go, it's driving under the influence. So that's under the influence of any chemical or substance. If you recall, Tiger Woods was arrested for DUI for driving under the influence of prescription pills. Marijuana will be treated the same way as prescription pills.
But Chris, if you put a measure for it and say, hey, that doesn't pertain to that.
Then it doesn't specifically say that, though.
You're right. What it says, though, has been interpreted by some to say this will not apply to DUI laws. So I love you, Chris, but I can't take to the bank that it is going to be a offense legally in the state of North Dakota should this pass. And that's where I wish this would have been written a little clearer, so we wouldn't have to debate my lawyer versus your lawyer. But you can't say with certainty it's a DUI, so it's going to be a covered. Of course it is. You can't say that. The lawyers are debating over that right now.
But how's it going to be any different than driving under influence of prescription pills?
Ask the lawyers. I don't know. I think it's, again, because of how the measure was written. So, again, let me ask you this. You obviously support this for the reasons you've stated, and it's America. I'm glad you called to share that. Did you hear the comment from the gentleman that was just recently in San Diego? Where was that?
And yes, and I was going to add something to that as well. I myself was in California for a week, 2 weeks ago. I was in downtown L.A. I was on Santa Monica Beach. I was on Huntington Beach, and I was on Venice Beach. And the only time I smelled it was when I got out of the airport off in the smoking section, because I smoked cigarettes. I went off over there, and there was a guy smoking over there. Other than that, the whole week I was there, I did not see it or smell it anywhere.
But folks, you know what you need to do here is not listen to Chris, or not listen to the texter, not listen to Bob, not listen to Dave. Just do what your gut tells you the right thing to do on Measure 3. That's what you need to do, because there is so much back and forth. I mean, here's two people that were in San Diego. One says, I quote, I spent 2 weeks in San Diego this summer where recreational marijuana was recently approved, and it is more strict than our Measure 3. People were smoking everywhere, using bongs in the park, smoking on the sidewalks. My kids and I were disgusted. Seeing is believing. This is what will follow if approved, as enforcement is impossible. The yes crowd seems more interested in personal gain than the good of our state and the rights of all. And I voted yes on medical marijuana. Isn't that already enough? That's from Jeremy. Now, Chris is saying, there's out there, and then one place, that's it, you know. So, to me, you just got to go with your gut here and try not to do that. We have a fellow on the phone here from Williston who has a birthday in the family today. Rory, are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
So, your wife has a birthday today, huh?
Yep, she turns 58 today. Her name is Tony, so... want to wish her a happy birthday.
Tony is 58. Now, could we call her, do you think, and, surprise her or anything?
You sure could.
Yeah, so I'm gonna have you go on hold here and give the number to Daniel, and then we'll call her and we'll say, a pair of my pillows coming for the birthday girl and the person that called in. How about that?
You're awesome.
No, you're awesome, because you're listening. Now, you're from Williston. Are you going to go see Donald Trump Jr. and Kimberly Guilfoyle in Williston next Tuesday, I think it is?
Actually, I'm leaving town for a week, and I'll be back Tuesday. Maybe I will go there, yeah?
I can't remember the times or anything. I think it's late afternoon, early evening. I mean, maybe early evening. I'll have some details on it here. I'll track them down before the end of the show and mention them. But I'm glad because, you know, unfortunately, Western North Dakota, which is true Trump country, has not had as much attention from the administration because, obviously, the Valley's much more liberal, so they got to come here and try and influence the folks to, you know, that are in the middle to come the other way. So I'm glad that Donald Trump Jr. is coming to Williston because I think it'll be nice for, you know, all the folks out west to have a little closer drive to come in and see. And I have to tell you, I had the great pleasure of having dinner with him when he was here. He and Kimberly Guilfoyle. I think I told the story on the air already, but you know, the level of knowledge that Donald Trump Jr. has is very close to his dad. It's amazing. And, you know, sort of the political acumen and the how he thinks. And I asked the story about, you know, does your dad sleep? Did I tell that story on the air? I don't know. Maybe I did. You're bored with my stories anyway by now, Rory. Hang on, and we'll call your wife here during the break, okay? Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hello, I'm Jim at IndyFlagPoleGuy.com. I encourage you to demonstrate your allegiance to America by displaying the American colors. Enemies, foreign and domestic, do not rest, and neither will Old Glory, as it flies freely at your home and business. Freedom, as displayed in our Constitution and sacrificed by our fallen, continually are under assault. Fight back. Install a flagpole. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at ndflagpoleguy.com. And thank you.
Hi, I'm Elise Pecklich of Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
So maybe we didn't get a big flood this year. That doesn't mean you don't have water seeping in through those cracks. At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution for every basement problem. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, we can help assist you. Your home is your greatest asset. Let Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North help you preserve and protect it. To see how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Kids I'd ever seen in this front yard. As they handed me my glass, smiling, thinking to myself, man, what a picture perfect postcard display.
love it. That's Rodney Atkins. It's America. What's on your mind?
My favorite. I thought of the song. It's My People.
These are my people.
These are my people.
Oh, another good one.
I love that. Just because that's what I feel about our audience. I'm right there with you on 99% of the issues we chat about. Obviously, some folks don't necessarily agree, but you know what? It's still great to be able to talk neighbor to neighbor and have conversations. And the vast majority of folks here, wow. I'll take it. You only gave me a little taste of the
smoking on the smoke from a lucky strike. Somebody lifted off of his old man.
All right. Now I got it. 800-228-0550. So before the break, Tony called us and told us Rory called us and told us Tony's having a birthday today. Tony is Rory's wife in Williston. And we did track down Tony. She's on the phone right now. Tony, how are you?
I'm doing just fine. How about yourself?
Well, better now that we get to talk to the birthday girl. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you very much.
Yes. Have you ever been on the radio for your birthday before?
I have never been on the radio for my birthday before.
Yes. Isn't that nice? What are you doing today? Are you doing anything special for your birthday?
You know, I was just doing face-to-face with my six-month grandchild, so it started out as a perfect day so far.
Now, is that the same thing as FaceTime or something different?
No, same as FaceTime.
That's pretty cool. You think about that now. How many grandparents are connected with their grandchildren in ways like that that they never would have been without that technology? That's pretty awesome.
Exactly.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. We have a birthday present for you.
Oh?
Yeah, it's a MyPillow.
Awesome. I love those.
Do you? Yes, and I'm going to hand deliver them to Williston. Donald Trump Jr., as I mentioned to your husband, and Kimberly Guilfoyle are coming up there on a Tuesday, and I'm coming up, so I'll bring them up.
Oh, that is so exciting!
One for you, and one for Rory as well. Okay.
That is so awesome! Thank you so much.
You bet. Tell your husband thanks for listening. We're glad you were a good sport and came on for a little birthday greeting today, and we'll bring up the MyPillows. Okay.
Thank you very much. You guys have a great day. You rock.
Oh, she's making my day now. She's making my day. That's fabulous. All right. Take care, Tony. Happy birthday.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
We have Fargo. We have Bismarck. We have Belcourt. We have Detroit. Todd, did you know we're number one with a bullet in Detroit? It's just a Motown.
Detroit, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Right there. It's right there on the board.
We're getting some class and taste over there.
Yeah, say, Kevin, can you bring these callers up for me because I have the mouse freeze issue going on here again in the...
Yeah, give me a second.
Okay, no problem. And I'll just tell you who to go to here as we go down the board and chat with our fine listeners today at 258-0550. Big debate tonight. Kevin Kramer, Heidi Heitkamp, 550K Fire will have the debate live, preempting... What's on your mind? Oh, I can't believe it's got... Well, it's a debate and it's live and it's, we totally understand. Anyway, so tonight the debate, watch it, listen to it right there. KX4 in the East, I would imagine KX West will have it as well. I know those stations for sure. Others will have them. This is a North Dakota Broadcasters Association debate, so there's a lot of that. We will have it on our website as well and on the app, so you can listen right there as you're out about. Okay, let's go to Larry and Bismarck here. Larry and Bismarck, you're on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to chime in on the Measure 3 debate. I don't drink, I don't smoke, and those are both regulated substances, and I think it's completely irresponsible for a North Dakota citizen to vote for a law legalizing marijuana that does not have parts of the law that are regulated at least as much as tobacco and alcohol are regulated in North Dakota. That's totally irresponsible. Let me also say that I am considering myself generally neutral as far as the legalization of marijuana, but I'm totally against Measure 3 because it's a free-for-all and we have to have regulations. So do the responsible thing. Vote no on Measure 3.
That's Thank you, Larry. Mike in Detroit, and Mike's a first-time caller, which I can verify because I would remember a call from Detroit before. We've gotten them from San Francisco and a few places around the country, but not Detroit. Mike, how did you find What's on Your Mind in the Motor City?
I think they meant Detroit Lakes.
You've just burst my bubble.
They don't have any lakes in Detroit.
You just burst my bubble.
That one lake, actually, so. Detroit Lakes was originally called Detroit.
Yeah, exactly.
Really?
But anyway, we love
well,
Detroit Lakes,
they
too.
Change it. I'd hate to be named after that toilet over in Michigan. But, you
spent
know.
A whole
I
lot of
burst your bubble.
So, spent a lot of summers in Detroit Lake. Lake Sally, Lake Melissa. Love it. So, Rush Lake, too. My folks were down in Rush Lake for a number of years. I guess
is that named after Limbaugh?
It should be, yeah, in beautiful Purim. Ooh. So anyway, Mike, in Detroit Lakes, what's on your mind? And thanks for calling.
Not a problem. Thank you, sir. I was calling about the, I believe it's Measure 3 in North Dakota, the legalized marijuana measure.
It is, yep.
I spent 4 years in the Navy out on the East Coast, and I guess what I would like to bring up is, if they legalize marijuana, how do we know that this is going to be regular marijuana that they're smoking in the streets, in the public parks, and not spice, which would be the synthetic marijuana? I treated a lot of people with that in my time. It was the height of the war. A lot of people were smoking it. And it eats away at your medulla oblongata, the front of your brain that gives emotion, and it makes people angry. A lot of people remember the guy in Miami that ate the other guy's face down there, stuff like that. And I guess my concern would be, how do you know they're not smoking that because now marijuana is legal and they can get that as easily as they can regular grown marijuana?
Yeah, you raise a number of issues that are worth folks thinking long and hard about, for sure. Mike, I'm going to have you hold on, so you need to put him on hold, Kev, if you would. And then we will get your information. We just need your last name, and then we'll leave a MyPillow for you at our Fargo studio since you're in Detroit Lakes, okay? Hang on a second here. Let's squeeze in another one. We're going to go. We have a little clock that tells us who's been waiting the longest, so we like to honor that. Belcourt. Let's go to Belcourt and Doc. What's on your mind, Doc?
Hi. I'd like to weigh in on the marijuana measure. I guess I would encourage everybody to vote against that because it's just one more spoke in our wheel to degrade America. You know, there's the right to abortion, and there's the right to suicide, and they're creating all these rights that are not acceptable to a nation that is one nation under God. And we're breaking many of the principles, godly principles in America. And that's one more thing to undermine. I call it termite undermining of America.
Good points, Doc. I appreciate your call. I understand you're a first-time caller. I hope you'll call again. But for calling today, we do have a MyPillow for you, too. Hang tight. We'll get you info on it.
That asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
So those out-of-state elite special interests are at it again, taking aim at North Dakota's Constitution, pumping money into our state, and successfully buying their way onto the November ballot with a so-called anti-corruption measure. Nobody wants corruption in our government. That's why we already have an ethics commission and ethics policies on the books. This ballot measure, 2 pages long, that overrides the rest of our rights and protections in the North Dakota Constitution, giving their commission more power than any branch of government. And at what cost? If Measure 1 passes, voters and their elected officials would be prohibited from engaging in open, transparent dialogue, driving a wedge between the people and their government, and undermining the foundation of our democracy. Measure 1 is not the North Dakota way. Vote no on Measure 1, paid for by North Dakotans for Sound Government. Jeff Simon, Chairman.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
An even dozen. That's how many suspected explosive devices authorities say they've recovered after they've been addressed to some high-profile Democrats and critics of President Trump. The latest suspicious package addressed to former National Intelligence Chief James Clapper and sent to CNN Studios in New York City. Earlier, a package was intercepted at a Florida mail facility before it reached New Jersey Democratic Senator Cory Booker. It was found at the same mailing center where several others ended up or passed through earlier this week. The first nor'easter of the season is heading for the northeast coast today. Forecasters say the energy and moisture from what was Hurricane Willa will bring heavy rain and strong winds, with the worst of it from Virginia as far north as Maine. This is USA Radio News.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire short list of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
You know, every election cycle, there are ads that really stand out, you know, really, really stand out. I happen to think that the Heidi Heitkamp ad last time when she ran against Rick Berg with her in the batting cage, I mean, it was ingenious, absolutely ingenious. You know, they're going to put in their political rhetoric, but I think this is really, really good, right? I think, by the way, this cycle, Kevin Cramer, the ad with his daughters, I just love. And by the way, Annie, who was pregnant in the, you guys see that ad with his daughter that was pregnant? She had the baby, a little baby girl this week. You know, so there's a granddaddy in the middle of the granddaddy for, I think, the fifth time in the middle of all of this. But that ad was, I think, really good. The ad also to... I've got a couple of them that I'm thinking of, but so Heitkamp, which one on Heitkamp, right? Battery acid, total dud. I mean, that's a good one for from the standpoint of just one makes you laugh out loud. Well, Heitkamp evidently at one of the campaign stops joined a couple of folks that were playing. She wasn't really in tune as she was singing. So the North Dakota Republican Party has put out a new ad that just hit, and it's called Out of Tune. Now listen to this. You're going to hear this music during the... Can you play that, Kev? This is Heidi Heitkamp singing. But meanwhile, on the screen is, you know, Chuckie Schumer and High Five Heidi sharing a high five on the Senate floor. And then the no vote on the tax overhaul and then the no vote on the Kavanaugh thing. And meanwhile, she's out of tune. Do you get it? And it ends with Heidi Heitkamp not in tune with North Dakota. It's a pretty good ad. That one's funny. But the music will about drive you crazy, kind of like that High Five Heidi one. Remember that time where people were begging us not to play that anymore? We had that joke that one day we were going to use that as our new theme song. High Five Heidi, you remember what I'm talking about?
I do.
You do, Kevin. Todd, do you?
High Five.
He's probably trying to find it right now. Look for it somewhere. Let's get back to the phones. The show's about you, not us. We're done joking around.
Oh, yeah, 800. Goofing around there.
800-22. That's why you didn't answer, right?
I had the boss in here.
800-228-0550. You're the boss. Who are you kidding? You're the boss.
No, the boss. I'm just
Todd
the boss.
The boss. 800-228-0550.
My wife's going to call now. Good job.
Is she? Well, if she
Todd
is, you should...
has a boss for crying out loud. You know that.
You should tell your wife that Pipers.com is where she should do a little dreaming right now.
Oh.
Yeah, you could live the farm life, Todd. Right there. Pfeiffers.com. Check it out. I'll give you your phone number in a moment here. If you don't have their catalog, you should. Because Pfeiffers Auction Company has some incredible upcoming land auctions, crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions, pretty much everywhere. It's amazing. Botano Wells, Oliver Cass, Richland Dunn, Stark Ward, Sheridan, Edmonds, in North Dakota, and, of course, some farm retirement auctions in Cheyenne and Steele, retirement lumber yard auction in Manoman, Minnesota. Give them a call, 877-700-4099, or go to view all the auctions at Pfeiffers.com. Smartest texter of the day just said, you can stop giving your number as the phone lines are all tied up and I can't get through. Smart person right there. And I'm sorry, it's just sort of instinctive. Arlen Fargo, you're next on What's On Your Mind. We're going to clear some lines for that texter. Go ahead, Arlen.
Hello, how are you, Scott?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Doing good. Say, yeah, I think this is the first time I've ever called your station, but I stopped in there one day. Your people were really helpful, so I wanted to tell you that.
Well, I'm glad.
But on Major 3...
By the way, we have some really good... We have a team here that I don't talk about often enough. Todd could brag about his iHeartMedia team, I'm sure, as well. But our Flag Family Media team is just... It's an amazing story. It really is. Steve Hallstrom was my business partner and does a fabulous job of leading us as president, but he and I own the company together. But the people that work here are just so amazing. They're really wonderful. So I'm glad to hear you had a great experience stopping in, and people care. They really do. This is a fun Flag Family. We have a great time. So anyway, you want to call about Measure, you want to talk about Measure 3,
yeah.
Tell me.
Yeah, this is the first time I've called, and I just wanted to, I think it gets awful very basic for me, and in many ways, I mean, I've certainly, alcohol has been around forever, but ultimately what it all comes down for me is that, do two wrongs make a right. Alcohol in many ways today creates so many problems in our society, so do we just want to double down on that? I mean, so the vote gets very easy for me if I think about it that way.
Yeah, that makes sense. It really does. As I say, I think you can get lost sometimes in these details. I mean, you just got to go with your gut. For instance, I'll give you a simple one on Measure 1. We've talked a lot about that. It's a top priority for our listeners who are wanting information on it. Number one, the Constitution of the state of North Dakota. I think we'd all agree it's pretty darn important. And when you have some folks from California and Massachusetts write six-figure checks to try and change the Constitution in North Dakota, I'm automatically suspicious. Number two, if you say, well, if I vote for Measure 1, that's going to take on corruption in North Dakota. Arlen, do we have a big corruption problem in North Dakota that you're aware of?
Not that I noticed, no.
No, me either. Well, I'm going to give you a chance to come back and see our crew here because we have a MyPillow for you for being a first-time caller today, okay?
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. And keep up the good work.
Another one of those good guys, Daniel, is going to get you information when we finish here, and he'll just get your last name so we know your first and last name and have the pillow for you at our studios, which are at 3301 University Drive South for about a month and some change. And then we're going to move over to Thunder Road down I-29. But if you pick it up the next month, South University. Thank you, Arlen. Appreciate you.
You're welcome.
All right. I'm still having mouse issues here, so who's the next caller there, Mr. Producer Man?
I'm going to go with Mike in Bismarck.
Mike in Bismarck, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Scott, first-time caller. Thanks for taking my call.
We're gonna bankrupt MyPillow today, aren't we? But I love it because it's a fun thing to do. We hope, Mike, now you're going to call again. That's the idea. You call once, and then you find out how easy it is, you call again, okay?
Absolutely.
What's on your mind?
I was calling about Measure 3, and we do some training for our employees on drug-free workplace policies. And I think what a lot of people don't understand is it's not just the smoking of marijuana. It's the edibles of marijuana that are really the most dangerous. And in Colorado, they give out tons of statistics on it. And the edible-induced highs usually come on more slowly than the smoke version of the drug. And that leads many people to consume far greater than the recommended dosages. And then they fail to, when they fail to experience that high. And so the edibles are really aggressively marketed to young people with free samples, billboard marketing, advertising. and other big tobacco tactics. And I think that when you get into the edibles, they gave a couple examples. They have what they call pot chips in Colorado. And it's that small bag of chips that you buy at the convenience store. And it has 300 milligrams of THC in it, when an average joint has 15 milligrams of THC. So that's just a perfect example of people overindulging, because how many people eat two or three chips out of those small bags and then close it up and say, I'll save it for later.
Yeah, those things just bug me. We were in New York City with a group of listeners last December, and going to Washington, D.C., by the way, this year. Completely sold out in Fargo and have a handful of seats left in Bismarck. You reminded me to mention that. If you want to go, Scott H. at flagfamily.com. Anyway, in New York, everywhere. They're everywhere. And how can you not go, I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that. It's legal. You know that people that are, doing that. And just the idea that marijuana is made into candy just repulses me. Right? I mean, in these, neon green package and, everything's all, hunky-dory, it's so bad. You're absolutely right, and you're right to raise the issue of, how that can affect you and how it's misused. So it's another data point, folks, I hope, consider on Measure 3. Thanks so much, Mike. Hang on if you would, and we will get your last name and then leave the pillow for you. It's your choice of the Fargo or Bismarck Studios, because we have the Mothership 550 K-Fire right there at 3550 East Rosser in Bismarck. Or you can stop by at AM 1100. Flag.
If you go to 3550, you're going to be walking down on a call center that's trying to collect money.
I always do that, but they'll see it when they get close. I mess it up. 3500 East Rosser. All right, Chris in North Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Chris.
Hi. Thanks for having me on, guys. I appreciate it. Let me first preface what I'm about to say is that I am a disabled veteran who served in combat operations in Afghanistan and has suffered from some pretty severe PTSD in my life. Not currently, but I have previously. There's two statements I want to make. One is that cannabis, or marijuana as you guys like to call it, for veterans, especially those who experience post-traumatic stress-induced night terrors, is proven to be the best medicine for it. And currently, unfortunately, with the federal drug policy, we're not allowed to speak to our doctors at the VA about using marijuana to treat those night terrors. And because of that, and especially because the medical marijuana program has stated that you have to have a one-year relationship with your doctor, so I would have to start a new relationship with a new doctor outside of the VA at one of the sites that's allowed to prescribe. So one of the providers that's allowed to prescribe, because there are ones that came out that said they just will blanketly not prescribe medical marijuana to anyone. That's an overarching policy. So my viewpoint on the Measure 3 issue is that for me and many other veterans who suffer from post-traumatic stress and severe pain and body degeneration from our service to this country, this would be a medicine that would help us immensely, especially when it comes
I can't argue with one thing you said. We do have a collision course here, because the state's approving this and the federal government not, like you said about the VA, is a bad deal. But Chris, wouldn't it be better to fix that, to say, hey, VA, North Dakota, ought to be able to do this. VA, I'd rather fix it so vets can get it with less hassle than saying let's legalize it for everybody so they can get it. Does that make sense?
I totally understand your stance, but here's the issue with that, is that with the initiated measure in North Dakota, we're trying to do things significantly faster than anything is done in the federal government.
Yeah, well, that wouldn't take much, would it? That wouldn't take much. I'm up against a break, Chris, but call again and we'll stay on this, and I appreciate your perspective.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, it's Scott Hinman. Let me tell you about my friend Jeff Comer from MineralTracker.com. Jeff's a petroleum engineer and a veteran of the industry. His family turned to him for assurance they were getting paid correctly on their minerals and to help them understand their future income possibilities. So Jeff and a team built MineralTracker to give mineral and working interest owners a professional tool at an affordable price so they can really start managing their minerals like a business. Sign up for your free trial now at MineralTracker.com. Call 833-842-2924 or email info@MineralTracker.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming land auctions include excellent crop, pasture, and hunting land in Dunn, Stark, Wells, Botno, and Ward counties in North Dakota, and an excellent farm equipment retirement auction near Steele, North Dakota, featuring Case IH and John Deere loader tractors, Featherlight stock trailer, livestock feeders, single and double axle trucks, and numerous tillage and planting equipment. Call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Piper's.com.
Hurry! There's still time to look for the pink at the pump to fight breast cancer. If you choose the pink E15 nozzle when you fill up, 3 cents per gallon is donated to the National Breast Cancer Foundation and the Hormel Institute. For every gallon of E15 purchased, now through Halloween, save money, save lives, better for your engine, higher octane. Choose the pink E15 nozzle today at Fargo locations of PetroServe USA, or Bismarck, or Castleton, or Mandan, or Valley City. Or stop by Valley Dairy's 2401 South Columbia Road location in Grand Forks to fill up. Tesoro in Winemere, or Dakota Plains CHS at 807 West Main Street in Valley City. Plus PetroServe USA locations in West Fargo, 1772 West Main, and 239 West Main. Choose pink at the pump. E15 to fight breast cancer. Hurry, this special offer ends October 31st.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high. No matter what amount you take, what does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal with polypeptide technology from Natural Botanicals to return to a full-body, shiny head of hair. Reveal works for men and women and has a 30-day money-back guarantee. Look for preferred customer discount on Reveal at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
I think I have it on my calendar already. I know I said I was going to do this on the air and encourage you to do the same, and I am really looking forward to it. The North Dakota Safety Council and WSI help us talk to you about things that can save lives. Simple as that. And the CPR AED first aid training that they do is first class, world class. What is it? 80% of the incidents happen in the home. So in other words, where somebody 80% happen in the home. So it isn't like you can count on being at the mall or the at work and that somebody else is going to be able to save the life of your loved one. Think about the power of that. So let's do this together. CPR AED first aid training, Bismarck, November 17th, Minot, November 15th, or the next two, but there's others. NDSC.org. Click on the training icon. Also at WorkforceSafety.com, They partnered up now with Associated General Contractors and are doing safety training and education programs to provide safety training classes. So check those out. 450 to choose from. It's about being safe. It's about being safe.
And make sure when the AED device says clear, you're clear.
Exactly.
Don't be touching them.
Our next guest, Ann McElhenney, is a treasure. She and her husband, Faleen McClear, where do you think they're from? Ireland, my boy. Anyway, they've done amazing work on a lot of fronts. But she wrote a book. They wrote a book together, and now there's a movie. It's the Gosnell movie. Are you familiar with the Gosnell story?
No.
Horrific, horrific story. Basically, a butcher of a doctor, no rules, you know, abortions at any time, place, you know, days before the birth. Horrific, horrible. And they did a movie about this. It's actually showing at Marcus West Acres in theaters until Sunday. So then it's moving. But it has been, thankfully, not in North Dakota, at least at the Fargo Theater. I don't know if any other, I don't believe any other theaters have done this, because we've checked a few times to see where else it was playing. But it has been censored. I mean, there's media censorship on the whole story, of course, and they've done about 30% of theaters dropped the film, and it still was doing incredible. So check it out, the movie or the book, you'll love. Anyway, you got Ann. We got Ann. Beautiful.
You got me.
How are you, Ann?
I'm doing good. Thanks so much for having me on the show.
I was just telling everybody about what good work you and Phelan do, and we appreciate Warriors for the Truth. That's what you're out there doing. You and I were in Little Tioga, North Dakota, and you were telling stories right and left and finding people and talking about all the lies, you know, that were told in you know, movies about fracking.
I have such a clear memory of you and I in Tioga, by the way. Very clear memory of that. So thank you so much. Yeah. Just talking about North Dakota yesterday and about my time there, I really enjoyed it.
But it was about the truth. You're just making sure that the truth is told and you're actually on the ground talking to people rather than listening to these people that have an agenda. And, of course, it's the same thing with this, you know, horrific story of this doctor. And you've got a book and a movie now. And, by the way, the movie is showing until Sunday at Marcus West Acres in Fargo, so folks can see this. But talk a little bit about what you're trying to do here, Ann.
You know, it's exactly what you're saying, again, a bit like the fracking story. I mean, it's telling the truth. It's a story that was not reported at the time. Very few people have heard of the name of Kermit Gosnell. And here's the guy who is, you know, according to ABC News at the time, Terry Moran called him probably America's biggest serial killer. You know, he delivered babies alive and then cut their necks with scissors, and he did this over 30 years. But, what you know, there's a lot of scandals here. You know, there's obviously the story itself is extraordinary and horrific. But, you know, the number of people then who covered up for this guy is unbelievable. And then, you've got all these government departments in Pennsylvania who knew and who did nothing. You have Governor Tom Ridge, a Republican and a Catholic, by the way, who rode into office on a pro-choice ticket and then, you know, give out the kind of the edict, hands off the abortion clinics. And for 17 years, no one from the Department of Health inspected the clinic, even though two women died. You have then the fact that the story, when it did come to light, you had journalists deciding not to cover it. You had journalists who never turned up at this extraordinary trial. And these are the journalists, you know, who turned up day after day after day for Jody Arias, you know, who killed one person. And, I mean, obviously that was terrible for his family. But, you know, they choose stories that they want to publicize. You know, everyone in the world knows Michael Brown's name. Everyone in the world knows Trayvon Martin's name. You know, but where were the people to report on the death of Samika Shaw, a young African-American mother, or on the death of Karnamaya Monger, a Bhutanese refugee who died after an abortion in Gosnell's clinic? And no one mourned them, you know, in the sanctuary city of Philadelphia, you know, in the city of brotherly love. There wasn't much brotherly love for Karnamaya Monger or for Samika Shaw. So, you know, these are the scandals. And the story is, I think one of the things about the story that I think is very powerful is that it's very hard for people to get their heads around the number of children that are dead because of abortion, 60 million plus. But in this story, you have certain certain of those stories, certain of those deaths that are focused on and memorialized in a way. So there's one child, baby boy A, who people hear a lot about, get to know that story.
And I've heard that from, by the way, you should know, many, many people about how well done this is, because this could be a gory movie, obviously, knowing what we know, but it's not. Tells the story well. Best review I saw, somebody said, yesterday I was pro-choice. Not after seeing this movie. Incredible. Ann, God bless you and your work. Thank you. See you Monday, folks.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Wind energy is one of the fastest growing energy sectors in North Dakota and has invested over $3 billion here. The growth of this low-cost resource in our energy mix helps keep electricity prices here among the lowest in the country. A 200-megawatt wind farm pays nearly $300,000 annually in property taxes. Those dollars flow to our communities for schools and emergency services. Wind energy. Low-cost, reliable, good for landowners and our communities. Supported all of the above energy policy for North Dakota. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions and dforallenergy.org.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.